The best thing about the Musk takeover. Dear reader, stay with this one, all the way to the end. There are punchlines. The best thing about Elon Musk buying Twitter seems to be the hilarity. The laughs. Watching and reading the whining and moaning and shrieking of bereft lefties who live to censor, that's entertainment. It gets even better when these morons somehow associate the former Twitter that is no more with freedom. The good old days, gone forever. Some MSNBC goofball issued a stern warning that the new Muskovite Twitter will unleash a host of contagious thought viruses capable of turning the world into a police state. I don't know how he arrived at that conclusion, but the interesting thing is, he's a lawyer, and he once worked for a well-known First Amendment lawyer. I wonder what First Amendment he thought he was defending? And so, to summarize the case, my client is accused of committing a crime because he wants to crush dissent. But dissent is harmful and unconstitutional. Look, my client is fighting for the freedom to squash people he doesn't like. This is exactly what our founders fought for. Of course, if the new Twitter allows Trump back in, and he decides to rejoin against his better judgment, the world is over. The ensuing riots will overwhelm the Capitol Police, Viking pirates will kidnap senators and congresspersons, and with advanced weapons systems these buccaneers will defeat the US armed forces. If Alex Jones shows up on Twitter, Joe Biden himself will be forced to take up arms against InfoWars invaders, and the last thing any sane person wants to see is Biden with a loaded weapon in his hands. Who knows who he'll suddenly decide needs to be wiped off the face of the earth. Twitter, the public square, can only endure in an atmosphere of propriety fostered by considered thoughtful algorithmic banning. Good people know who troublemakers are, and can stop their trouble in its tracks. I do that all the time. Whenever I venture out of the house, I take my tactical squad with me, and if we encounter a human who disagrees with anything I say, we A. scream at him and B. quickly spray him with sleep gas and move on. My guys all have extensive criminal records in a number of countries. One of them is a retired hacker who, during his career, managed to buy several corporations without their owners discovering the fact, through sheer data manipulation. He then sold the companies back and walked away with substantial dollar. Under my instructions, he's wired my electronic devices to automatically reject all incoming information, substituting, instead, tapes of me talking to myself. Desperate times call for massive censorship and rigorous defense to keep others away. Something as simple as wearing a large sign hanging from your neck, "I'm infected for the fourth time," can work wonders. I tried that once at the local Whole Foods. My team was off their game that day. They failed to notice the store had a machine gun emplacement on the roof. We narrowly escaped with our lives. Two smashed windshields and a dozen rows of bullet holes in our Range Rover's flanks reminded us adequate planning is essential. Anyway, I'm sure Elon has read the package all billionaires receive from the club, outlining duties, responsibilities, and privileges. Once he digs his claws into Twitter, I expect him to set up a direct feeder line from Twitter violators to law enforcement agencies. It's our only hope for maintaining normalcy. The man owns satellites in space and rockets. I'm sure he'll come up with solutions to our problems. He knows, to preserve freedom we have to smash it. Right? I mean, Musk couldn't really stand up for open speech on Twitter, could he? He wouldn't unlock that door, would he? He wouldn't open up the vault and reveal the precise algorithms Twitter has been using to censor and ban users, would he? He wouldn't dare release data showing how many Twitter accounts are actually bots, would he? He wouldn't expose that kind of massive charade for all to see, would he? Think of the uproar it would cause. The explosion. All the articles and all the news based on Twitter storms that attack or defend this issue or that issue, claiming to represent public opinion, shown to be pure hogwash and fakery? No. Musk would never go public with that. Would he? Surely he understands we can't give the truth an open field to run in, right? For instance, if he publishes the algorithms and the bot accounts used to censor and drown out information about the destruction the COVID vaccine has really been causing all over the world. And if, finally, the public begins to grasp the dimensions of that CIA-type operation, What will happen, as the press is forced to run stories about this grand deception, which amounts to mass murder? But no. Musk will never do that. He couldn't. He knows freedom of speech is too dangerous. Doesn't he? I see a giant seesaw. On one end, on the ground, Musk sits. On the other end, up in the air, more and more people, climbing over each other, are piling on. Musk's money is with him on his end. That money has huge weight. But as more people pile on, demanding every single detail of all the Twitter deceptions, along all fronts, the balance shifts. Finally, Musk is up in the air, and the people are on the ground. And Musk will stay up in the air until he spills all the Twitter secrets. That is a scenario that could play out. Of course, it shouldn't and mustn't, because, again, as we all know, freedom of speech and the truth are far too risky. So we have to remain deaf, dumb, blind, and speechless, and we have to walk away and forget the whole business. In order to preserve the stability and normalcy we hunger for, at any cost. Of course. Yes. Certainly. Right? Therefore, do not, under any circumstances, insist, demand, and force, by the clarion call of a thousand trumpets, Musk to open the secret books of Twitter. Amen. I'm glad we've got that straight. And that goes double for all you rabid, independent, relentless tech heads, who would know exactly how to word those demands for Musk to come clean, all the way, about the algorithms and bots and other thingos that make up the fake house of cards that is Twitter. Stay silent. Keep your eyes shut. Nothing is wrong. Everything is okay. Just the way it was. Before. All this happened. John Rappaport. John also writes at nomorefakenews.com and outsidetherealitymacneen.com.